Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estritori, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to place for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management advice. The top story today is the significant downturn facing Australia's regional carrier, Rex Airlines. With the havoc wrought by economic jitters, mounting fuel prices, and lingering pandemic impacts, Rex has entered voluntary administration, suspending all major airport flights. This decision comes as part of a strategic maneuver to restructure its operations and court new investors. For the remote communities counting on Rex for transportation, this poses significant challenges. Rest assured, the airline is making all possible efforts towards recovery, issuing notices for refunds and exploring options for future travel. Financial pundits suggest that swift action on asset assessments, cost control mechanisms, and creditor negotiations could hold the key to Rex's revival. On another note, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has reported a surge in financial complaints for the fiscal year of 2023-24. This rise corresponds with an alarming increase in phishing, identity theft, and investment fraud, afflicting both consumers and financial institutions. AFCA's chief ombudsman, David Locke, has urged for heightened vigilance and education to stem this tide of advanced fraud tactics. It is paramount for the financial services sector to take immediate action, implementing advanced security measures and heightening user awareness. Moving on to our superannuation news, APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, is facing pressure from the federal opposition over superannuation funds directed towards unions. Especially in the limelight is the CFMEU, Construction Union. APRA, for its part, maintains the position that these payments can be justified while it continues to audit these funds with the aim of ensuring responsible trusteeship. It's a familiar tug-of-war over ethical management of superannuation funds, a story that we'll be sure to update you on as it unfolds. In another significant bulletin, the Reserve Bank of Australia is poised to hold the cash rate at the current 4.35% in its upcoming Tuesday meeting. Economists, however, caution borrowers, stressing potential future rate hikes as pressures of inflation persist. Mixed economic forecasts have prompted experts at Rate City to alert borrowers to get ready for possible rate increases. That concludes today's wrap. Ensure to visit our website, Financial Services Online, at financialservicesonline.com.au for more on these stories and other financial services news. This is Paige Estritori signing off. Stay informed, stay in control, and most importantly, stay financially savvy. Goodbye until next time.